you loved us enough to send your son to die for our sins, to live a perfect life and set the example for all of us. Father, we know that your love is so great. As we talk about that today, Father, may we understand and see how much you really do love us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
You know, one of the things that you have to do at Christmas is you have to make a Christmas list. Especially when you have as big a family as we have. You don't want to leave anybody out. You know. When I was a little boy, I made a Christmas list, but the only person on that list was me. And that list wasn't about who I'm going to buy presents for. It was a list of the presents I wanted. That's the kind of list that I made back then. As we get older and more mature and we realize what Christmas really means, this list changes. No longer is your name even on the list. It's a list that of people that you care about and love and that you want to make sure you remember them at Christmas. Long before we started making Christmas lists, God made a Christmas list. There's a verse in the Bible that everybody knows. If I were to ask you, what's the most quoted Bible verse in the Bible, who would say what?
John 3:16.
I don't know. It just sums up everything about Christianity, doesn't it? It just tells us exactly in this scripture. The first few words are about God. The last few words are about us. Let's read that scripture together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the message of Christmas. I know when I told you that God had a Christmas list, I'm sure you're asking, am I on that list? Well, let's look and see what the scriptures say here. The scriptures say here, for God so loved the world. Now, if you are in the world, you may believe us. The scriptures say God so loved the world. God's list includes everybody. It means that God loves me. And it means that God loves you.
Amen.
And it also means that God loves those that we find hard to love. There's nobody in this world that God does not love. God loves us unconditionally.
God didn't never made a person he didn't love. If Christmas tells us anything, it tells us, you know what, I matter to God. I'm on God's Christmas list. I matter to Him. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many times you turned your back on God, walked away from God, disobeyed God, denied God, forsaken God. God still loves you. God can't help Himself but to love you. The scripture says in John 4:16, God is love. Look at that carefully. It doesn't say that God loves. It says God is love. The very reason that we are alive today is because God loves you. The very reason your heart beats is because God loves you. The fact that you can breathe in through your lungs today is because God loves you. Not only does God tell us He loves us, He proves it to us. 1 John 4:9 says this: God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we may have eternal life through Him. This is real love. It's not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God doesn't just say He loves us. He shows us He loves us. I saw a sitcom on TV the other day, and this man was saying to the to his girlfriend, "I love you so much that I would die for you." And she looked at him, "You keep saying that, but you never do it." Well, let's hope he doesn't do it. Hope we don't have to die to show somebody that we love them. But God showed His love to us. He proved His love to us. Listen, He doesn't love you because you're good. He doesn't love you because you deserve it. He doesn't love you because you love Him back. He doesn't love you because He sent Jesus Christ to die for you. He sent Jesus Christ to die for you because He loves you. God loves the world, and that means you and me. It's not a limited love. It's not a national love. God loves the Jews and the Gentiles just the same. It's not a political love. God loves the Democrats just like He loves the Republicans. It's not a racial love. He loves the blacks just like He loves the whites and the Hispanics and the Indians and all the other nations. It's not a physical love. He loves the deformed just as much as He loves the beautiful. It's not an intellectual love. He loves the uneducated just as much as He loves the educated. It's total love. If you are part of this world, you're on His Christmas list. Every Christmas, you need to remember that we're on His list. Listen, understand this. There's a big difference between the love that God has for us and the love we have for God. Mm-hmm. Even the love we have for each other. It's over and over in the Bible. The Bible commands us to love. Mm-hmm. It says we need to love one another, love our neighbors, love your spouse, love each other, even love your enemies, even love God. It's commanded of us to do that. Mm-hmm. For us as human beings, loving somebody is a choice that we have to make. It had to be commanded of us. You don't have to command God to love you. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you can't command God to do anything. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to. God loves you because He is love. The most talked about characteristic about God is love. We talk about that more than anything, especially in this season that we're in now. But it's also the most misunderstood part of God. The verses say, God is love. It doesn't say, love is God. There's a big difference here. I mean, think about this. I can say, my dog is a girl. Mm-hmm. That's different than saying, my girl is a dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If God is love, what does that mean to you and me? First off, you need to understand it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Other people may love you because of what you do for them, or how you look, or how you appeal to them, how you have influenced them. Mm-hmm. But God doesn't love you because of you. Mm-hmm. God loves you because of Him.
Amen.
Because He is love. You can't influence God's love. Think about this now. You can't influence His love. You can't do something so good to make God love you more.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
You can't do something so bad that He's going to love you less.
Amen.
God said in Jeremiah 31st chapter, verse 3, listen to this. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Mm-hmm. Psalms 89 says, God's unfailing love will last forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our kind of love will wear out. Will grow tired. It will run dry. How many times have marriages, has a spouse gone up to another spouse and said to that spouse, I just don't love you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important that you have God's love in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
God's love never wears out.
Mm-hmm.
God's love never ends. God's love never fails. God loves you on your good days and God loves you on your bad days.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't love you more today than He did yesterday, and He's not going to love you any less today than He will tomorrow. That's mm-hmm. that's so hard for us to understand because we tie in love with performance.
That's right.
We love people because they love us back.
Mm-hmm.
We love people because of what they do for us. We love people because of the way they appeal to us. That's not God's love. It's so easy, and I've done this before. I've heard my wife say this before, and I know you probably have said it before too. I'm so ashamed of what I've done, I don't even think God can love me anymore. Don't think that. Because your love doesn't depend on you. God's love doesn't depend on you. It depends on Him every Christmas. Listen, do you know that people in hell today, they're there today because they rejected the love of God, is still loved by God. That's because God's love is based on His character. Human love has its limits, but God never stops loving you.
Amen.
You can't go anywhere and get away from God's love.
Amen.
You can't act in such a way that God will quit loving you. You can't reach the limit of His love. His love is absolutely unlimited.
Amen.
Can't stop His love because His love is unconditional. As we come to Christmas, we need to understand that we are on God's Christmas list, and that we can't get away from His love. He wants, because He loves us so much, He has a gift for us at Christmas. In this scripture that we read today, the first part said, "For God so loved the world." The end of that scripture said, "And whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Think about that. The moment you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He came that you might have life, and when you invite Him into your heart, at that moment, you have eternal life. Listen, at Christmas time, we wake up, we have presents to open up. We don't wake up on Christmas morning, all go into the living room and say, "I'm going to give you a present in 10 years. I'm going to give you a present in 20 years. No, the present's there. It's now. You open it now. That's the present that God has given us. We have eternal life, and we have it now, immediately. There are some people that I have talked to who truly believe they can't really know that they're going into heaven until they die. Listen to the scripture I'm fixing to read to you. 1 John 5:13. It says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." We can know we have eternal life right now because God's love is not dependent on us. It's dependent on Him. It means that we can open this gift that God has for us immediately, receive His eternal life. Listen to these two scriptures. I'm going to read them back to back, but they go together. Listen, in John 5:24, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come unto judgment, but has passed out of death into life." John 6:47, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." Eternal life doesn't begin for you when you die. Eternal life begins for you when you believe.
Amen.
Right then and there. That's the beauty of God's gifts. Because we're on God's Christmas list, every day should be Christmas. Because truly, truly, Jesus Christ is the gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving. I read an article about Jack Benny. You young people won't even know who Jack Benny is, but this older ones do. When he saw his wife, he was so shy. He couldn't go up to her and ask her out. So Jack Benny would just simply send a rose to her and just write on it from Jack. He did this several days in a row, and finally she went to him and she said, "Why do you keep sending me these roses?" He said, "Well, because I like you and I'm too embarrassed to ask you out." He said, "Just ask." So they went out, they fell in love, they got married. Every day of her life, while they were married, Jack Benny sent her a rose, single rose, to her house, had it delivered to her.
Wow.
Every day.
That'd be nice.
When he died, when Jack Benny died, on his casket, there was one rose on it, and it said, "From Jack." And they gave it to his wife. The next morning, the doorbell rings. She opens the door, and there's the florist giving her a rose. She says, "No, no, you don't understand. You don't have to do that anymore. Jack passed away." He said, "No, you don't understand. He paid me an enormous sum of money that you get a rose every day of your life." See, we can get God's rose every single day. God has a rose for us every day of our life. We just have to receive it. We have to accept it. We have to know what God's love is about and how it's not dependent upon us. And the more we fall in love with God, the closer we get to that kind of love that God has. We can have this love for Him that just burns inside of us. It needs to matter to us. God's love needs to matter to us because His love is unchanging, unconditional, unlimited. It lasts forever.
Amen.
That's right. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we thank you for this chance to look at this scripture and see what it means for us, that Father, we are on your Christmas list. That you love us because we're part of this world. And this love doesn't depend on how we act, Father. It's based on your character. The scriptures say, Father, that you are love. You're the meaning of love. You're the founder of love. You developed it. You invented it. You created it. And you can share that with us, Father. Father, we want to love more like you love us, unconditionally. Father, love people more, not because of what they do for us, but because you created them. And because you love them, God, we love them too.
Amen.
Father, it's a hard task, and it's not something natural for us to do. But Father, with the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and when we realize how much you love us, how much you forgive us, Father, we can pass that on to other people. We truly can. We can love like that. Father, may we all strive to be more like that. Father, I know that we disappoint you. We let you down. We make mistakes. But that doesn't change your love for us. You love us just like you loved us from the beginning. And will love us all the way to the end, Father. And we thank you for that. Father, may we come to this season of Christmas when we think about the birth of Christ. Now we see this gift that you have given us, this gift of eternal life, this gift of forgiveness of sin, this gift of being born again, that's a present from you, God, that we can open right now. The moment we believe, Father, that gift is ours. Not because we deserve it, not because we earned it, because you gave it to us, Father.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Father, thank you. Bless the people here today. Father, thank you for your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.